Falco. There's a bad 80s one I'm sure a lot of us want to forget. Patrick, NT9A, you're up next. How are things?
Oh, things are okay here. Yeah, just got done with electricity and magnetism studies, getting smarter about electricity, so that's a lot of fun. And yeah, beautiful weather here in Madison, absolutely gorgeous day, so can't complain about that. But as far as one-hit wonders, I'm not really great with names of groups and song names and things like that. It's hard for me to keep that stuff in my head. I can remember all the melodies and rhythms and all that and tap and sing along to all the songs, but ask me to name who it was or what song it was, and I'll probably draw a blank for most of them. That being said, I cheated and looked up a few that really stuck out to me. One was Take On Me by A-ha. That is definitely an iconic song, one that I know. And yeah, they apparently didn't put out any others that took. And then Los Del Rio had the Macarena, which definitely was a one-hit wonder that I remember in my lifetime. And then I was wondering, is Rick Astley with Never Gonna Give You Up a one-hit wonder, or did he have a storied and famous career besides that? Back to you, NT90.
I honestly don't know. He must have had other big songs. That's certainly the one that has lasted. It's going to just keep coming back. Shoot, there was something else I wanted to mention that I wanted to respond to. You mentioned Take That, or not Take That, A-ha, with Take On Me. What was the other one you mentioned?
Was the Macarena by Los Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep. Definitely a one-hit wonder. I'll throw in one Achy Breaky Heart. Now that we've all got that stuck in our heads. All right, thanks, Patrick. And Bill, WG3OZY, welcome to the net.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize. Last week I had some technical difficulties and couldn't shout back at to you. I'm not quite sure what the issue was, but it seems like it's resolved, so at least I hope it is. So my choice for this evening is, and I had to look this up on Wikipedia, because I know his stage name, but I didn't know his real name. His real name is William Dale Fries, Jr., and his stage name is C.W. McCall. And the song is Convoy. It's kind of what got me started in radio back in the 70s, that and Smoking the Bandit. But you don't hear that song on the radio very much anymore, but anytime it comes on, I sing along and have a good time with it. It's one of my favorites from back in the day. Back to you, Chris, our central scrutinizer.
Yeah. He used to cut the grass. Anyway, thanks for that. Yeah, I wonder if anyone under 40 would understand even what Convoy's about. They'd get the trucking part, but I don't know if they'd get the CB part. But yeah, certainly I remember that from when I was a kid. And I was into CB back then. No shame in admitting it. Yeah, that's quite the stage name compared to his real name. You know, they sound pretty unrelated. All right, thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, you're coming in fine this week, no problem. Bit of background noise, not sure where that's coming from. Maybe the repeater. But yeah, you're coming in fine. And we'll be back around in a little while. KF0SLS, you're up next. Welcome to the net.
KF0SLS, Bemidji, Ian here. Greetings to all of the net. I had to think a little hard here. Don't know if it's been said, but Men Without Hats song, The Safety Dance. that got played way too much during some of our safety briefings at various jobs I've had. Other than that, I might go a little newer for songs. They have probably two or three hits, but they called Hobo Stank. Back in the early 20s, they were a punk metal band. They did Reason, you might have heard that, or Out of Control. It took me a little bit to think of one. Greetings all, and thank you for the host for that.
All right, and thanks for checking in. Yeah, Hoobastank, I remember them. Vaguely remember them, but I certainly remember the band name. Yeah, thanks for those suggestions. They are good ones. And Men Without Hats, that's Canadian. I don't know how many people know they were Canadian. So the Safety Dance, a couple others that were hits up in Canada, at least. Pop Goes the World, and I think they had one called You Can Dance If You Want To. That might be the name of it. I'm not going to look it up because I don't want to hear it. Oh, that's the same one? Okay. Yeah, it is, right. Oh, I don't want to think about it. All right, any other check-ins? It is. You know, I went to school, I had an English professor in university who was in Men Without Hats before Men Without Hats had their big hit. He got out of it for artistic differences, and then they struck it big. Any other check-ins for this edition of the Sounds Good Net V3RWJ? RWJ. Our topic tonight, one-hit wonders.
10903, Quebec Zoo, Lima. James in Oakville.
Delta Uniform 3, X-ray Charlie Delta. Delta Uniform 3, X-ray Charlie Delta Dennis in the Philippines.
Victor Echo 3, Golf, Victor Golf, Belleville.
November Kilo 9, Foxtrot, Ryan in Woodstock, Illinois, in and out.
All right, a bunch more people. NK9F. November Kilo 9 Foxtrot. Thanks for joining us tonight and listening along. Victor Echo 3, Golf, Victor Golf. Welcome to the net. You're on the list, Cam. I read that wrong. DU3, XCD, Dennis. Welcome aboard. You are on the list. What's going on here? Okay, there we go. VE3, QZL, you are on the list. And N9OFB, you're on the list. And you're up first, actually. November 9, Oscar Foxtrot Bravo. Welcome to the net.
Hello, this is Jeff in St. Francis, Wisconsin, N9OFB. And, boy, you guys are all so young. Pictures of Matchstick Men is the song. I don't remember who the artist was. But that was definitely a one-hit wonder.
I think that was Status Quo. I'm not sure. It was a British group, but... And very different from everything else they did, if I'm thinking of the right group. That's my guess, Status Quo.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, that's a weird sort of psychedelic song. All right, back to you. Any others?
Well, it got a lot of airplay around here in the Milwaukee area, so that's why I'm calling it a one-hit wonder. No, I don't know of anything else that I can think of right off the top of my head. So nice job on the net there, Chris.
Well, hey, thanks for joining the net. it sure helps when I have lots of check-ins. No one has said Louie Louie yet. I mean, I don't think the Kingsmen ever did anything else, or were known for anything else. VE3QZL, welcome to the net.
Thanks, and good evening to everyone. I'd first like to start off by saying I was very young, of course, when Rock Me Amadeus came out, please forgive me for saying that I really like that song at that age, but, it tastes change as you get older, so I would definitely include that as a one-hit wonder. The one that always comes to mind, actually there's two that come to mind, Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell, and I think that's a fun little song. And then the other one is Take My Breath Away by Berlin. I don't think they did anything else, at least not over in North America here. So that's my list for tonight. Back to you, Net Control.
Yeah, there's a few artists that maybe they just had one hit over here, but they were really big in other places. Like apparently A-ha, who did Take On Me, apparently they had lots of big songs elsewhere. So a few of them might be like that. I actually thought Rock Me Amadeus was great, too. Now, in my own defense, I was about 9, so that's I have to throw that in there. It was catchy. How about Funky Town by Lips Inc., I think is the name of the artist. But I remember Funky Town from when I was even younger. Pretty sure that was their only big hit. Or The Final Countdown by Europe. That was big in the 80s. They probably had tons of hits elsewhere, maybe in Europe, but maybe not here. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back around in a little bit for the 73 round. And Dennis, DU3XCD, welcome to the net.
Yeah, good evening, Chris, and everybody on the net. Honestly, my brain is not working right now. I think I need a ton of coffee in order for to kick my brain. But let me see. How about Smooth Operator by Sade, spelled as S-A-D-E. I wonder why it is pronounced as Sade. And there is another one by, I think it's Steven Remler. Yeah, I don't go to USA. And another by Trio, the Da 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 song. And then, wait a minute. You mentioned about the Nat, the My Sharona. Yeah, I like, I don't know if I like it or I hate it. And the other one is by Dead Eye Dick. The title of the song is New Age Girl. And so I think that's it for... For this moment, I'll try to think of another match the next time around. Do you agree, Chidi?
All right, all great picks, and most of them I remember hearing. Thanks for that, and those. I'm trying to think of some more, not coming up with any. I was going to say from the 90s, I was going to mention Cake, but they actually had a few other hits. They didn't have just one hit. All right. Cam is up next. Victor Echo 3 Golf. Victor Golf, welcome to the net.
Good evening, Chris. This is VE3 Golf, Victor Golf. Steam, S-T-E-A-M, Steam, did a song called Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Them Goodbye. Massive airplay, and still gets a lot of airplay. And Steam was one. I have basically, most of my collection is all one-hit wonders. Largely, it's just something, I guess, about them that the individuality of the songs and almost everything that people have mentioned I've heard at some point, so I guess I'm getting old. Hi. Anyway, but Steam is the one that I remember, but there's just tons of them. Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks. Now, what is really interesting about that song is the... I'm going to butcher this, so I'm not going to mention it any further. Anyhow, but Steam was the one I remember. But anyhow, and a lot of them, yeah, they do get noted by a lot of people when they get aired. VE3GVG.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that Steam song. I had no idea who the artist was. I've heard that thing at so many sporting events. And, you know, had no idea where